He added that he is acting on a mandate given to him by the president and that he has confidence in André de Ruyter, the new CEO at Eskom, to lead the state utility to recovery and restructuring. Gudaan has been under attack from opponents inside the governing party, as well as enemies from outside the ANC. While some have criticized de Ruyter because he hasn't worked in the electricity sector before and he is white, he rejected criticism that the turnaround at Eskom is happening too slowly and says that problems at the company are endemic and structural. Unions expressed their concern about imminent job cuts at the South African Airways if the airline doesn't receive the 2 billion rand bailout from government to fund its business rescue plan. The national carrier has announced that it had cancelled some domestic and international flights due to low demand and to save money. In December last year, Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan announced that SAA would be getting the bailout in post-business rescue commencement funds. National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa's Phakamile Hlubi Majola has accused the government of dragging its feet, saying that its intention was to collapse the airline so that it can be liquidated and sold to the private sector. SAA has said it will be reviewing further possible flight changes in the coming days in a desperate bid to save money. And finally, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been accused of lacking leadership during the bushfire crisis by the man he replaced after a party room coup. Malcolm Turnbull, who was deposed in 2018, has told the BBC that Mr. Morrison had misled the country by downplaying the influence of global warming. Turnbull has been quoted as saying, "Rather than doing what a leader should do, Mr. Morrison downplayed it and at times discounted the influence of climate change, which is just nonsense from a scientific point of view. So that's misleading people." Morrison apologized last month for taking a US holiday amid the fires and has insisted that his policies are adequate. Since September, bushfires have scarred Australia, with at least 30 people dead and thousands of homes razed to the ground. Taking a look at your financial indicators now, the rand is trading at 14 rands and 45 cents to the US dollar, 18 rands and 86 cents to the British pound, and 16 rands and 1 cent to the euro. An ounce of gold will cost you $1,554.87. Your trending stories on Twitter, hashtag Wednesday Wisdom, hashtag Wednesday Motivation, and hashtag Enoch Mpianzi. Johannesburg is partly cloudy today with a minimum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius and a maximum temperature of 27 degrees Celsius. Recapping your top stories this hour, Gordhan tells detractors to leave him alone, and former Australian Prime Minister says that the current Prime Minister misled Australians. News was supplied.